what we will be impressing upon the Parades Commission is their role in issuing determinations which are given the green light week after week to Loyalist Parades in Castle Laird without any dialogue with local businesses or residents. And obviously dialogue is something that the Parades Commission places great emphasis on.
The Northern Secretary at the weekend said she wants to see talks resume on advancing the peace process further, and parades would be an integral part of that.
Theresa Villiers is the British Secretary of State, and if she is impressing upon the Parades Commission, indeed the loyal orders, to get on the dialogue, and it is something we in Sinn Féin would welcome. And again, I would call on leaders of unionism within the Castlederg area to show some leadership.
But there are indications that a prosecution may now be brought in terms of the Republican commemoration parade that took place last year in Castlederg. Is that something you'll be able to discuss with the Parades Commission this week?
Well, I don't see the role the Parades Commission would have in terms of a prosecution. As regards the prosecution itself, this is a clear case of political interference from the DUP. The PPS, the Public Prosecution Service, had initially said there was to be no prosecutions with regards to Throne Volunteers Day. But then, because of political interference from the DUP, we have a U-turn now from the Public Prosecution Service. The people of Castlederg would be far better served by the DUP, and indeed other unionist politicians, if they entered into dialogue to discuss the way forward for community relations.